Alright, welcome back to Social Trends on Air. I'm your host, Sam Craven. Today we will be discussing several controversial topics taking place on social media right now. In studio today is guest speaker and expert social media analyst, Reed Allen. Reed, you're here to give us some insight. It's good to have you.
Hey Sam, thanks for having me.
Today I want to talk about an important topic that is surprisingly receiving a lot of controversies. Facebook recently announced they'll be adding a dislike button to the site. I know this has been a possibility for quite some time now. Zuckerberg was actually quoted when they started early on saying that he would not add a dislike button due to him not wanting to take the company in that direction. Reed, tell me what you think about this whole thing. Will it be beneficial for the multi-million-dollar site?
Well, Sam, it's not like I don't dislike the dislike button. I just feel as social media has evolved over the last couple years, and we as an online culture have developed a want to express our opinions. Till now, Facebook only allowed you to comment on a post here or there. If you disapprove, the dislike button gives the users a chance to express their opinion without having to comment. I think it will receive some chatter early on, but will ultimately be a good thing.
That's interesting. I like the point you raised about the whole our evolving online culture, and I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, this will be a very interesting feature to watch unfold over the next couple of years, or when it first gets going, you know. I can only imagine with all the political propaganda going on right now, you know, how the users will adapt to it. Reed, do you see the like button hurting organizations who use a company Facebook page in regard to, like, maybe customer feedback and analytics?
I really don't foresee there being much of a problem in regard to hurting the organization's image. Essentially, the dislike button is the equivalent, if not less, than an upset consumer simply leaving a negative comment. However, I do see a possible improvement in social media analytics with this new feature. I think most people would agree it is hard to gauge a negative comment. Being able to obtain a solid statistical graph on the success of an organization post by simply measuring likes and dislikes will definitely be beneficial.
No, I couldn't agree more. So how do you gauge a comment in terms of support for a post? Likes and dislikes, I mean, that's black and white. There's not a gray area. You either like it or you don't. I think you're spot on once again. I mean, this could potentially be very helpful when gauging social media analytics. All right, Reed, we got one more question before we head out to commercial. This just came in from a fan. Where do you think we are right now as a whole with social media? And where do you see things going in the future? Bit of a loaded question, but...
No, that's fine. That's a question I actually hear fairly often these days. I think in order to answer that question, you have to take a look at how social media has evolved over the last decade and take a look what has worked and what has not. For some reason, I see a huge push for video content. I'm not seeing as many posts that are written these days. There's a lot of video sharing going on. I think that video sharing is taking us closer to a more real-time social media platform. It will be interesting to see, but I would not be surprised if over the next couple years, videos are what we see a lot of.
I can picture it now. An online community solely video-based. All posts and comments will be actual video of the users creating a sense of being there and having a real-time engagement. That's pretty interesting stuff. I think it'll be interesting to see also where things go as Generation Z grows up. I mean, ever since these kids were little, they've had an iPhone and social media, like, right in front of them, especially while social media has been at its peak.
Couldn't agree more.
All right. Well, thank you, Reed. We're about to cut to a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll break down the dislike button even further, plus take a look at what LinkedIn hopes to add.
All right. As always, folks, please feel free to call in any questions you have. We're going to be doing a couple giveaways later on today. Also, you know, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, feel free to reach out to me on Twitter, Facebook, our website. We're usually pretty good at getting back to those in a quick manner. We got a couple more guest speakers coming up for you throughout the day, maybe a couple giveaways too. So stay tuned. And please remember, Sam On Air is a nonprofit organization, and we do not accept paid advertising.